let's begin with the Grant County Commission's decision to condemn Congresswoman Yvette Harrell's vote against the certification of the election of Joe Biden as president.
Last Thursday, at the urging of Democratic Commissioner Harry Brown, the Grant County Commission voted 4-1 to adopt a resolution that condemned Harrell's move in rejecting the Electoral College votes of Arizona and Pennsylvania, the latter of which she actually voted after the riot engulfed the U.S. Capitol. And this generated just a massive amount of public comment in the community, Casey.
What were some of the thoughts shared by the commissioners, including the one who voted against that action?
The Republican on the commission, Billy Billings, did vote against adopting the resolution, saying that he did support Harrell's objections. He does believe that Donald Trump will be leaving office and that Joe Biden is the elected president, but he supported his Republican representative in her actions at the Capitol, while others on the commission bemoaned the fact that there was such division in the country right now, and that Harrell's actions just increased that division. And in particular, two commissioners, Alicia Edwards and Javier Salas, really noted that that they worried about the racism that they saw as being on the rise in this country, and the political divisions they worry are leading to an entrenchment of racist ideology, not just in the country as a whole, but possibly in Grant County. And as I said, the community gave their own voice to this as well, with nearly 100 public comments that were read into the record last Thursday. One person said they were outraged. Another called Yvette Harrell's actions self-centered. Many called for her to resign. And one commenter actually condemned her relationship with Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin, who is the founder and leader of Cowboys for Trump. He is probably one of the most talked about men in New Mexico at the moment. You know, he had given incendiary remarks both before the Capitol riot and after. And one other public commenter asked Republican Billy Billings to distance himself from Coy Griffin. And Billings' response to that was that he doesn't have an affiliation with Cowboys for Trump. He wanted to be very clear about that. And he does not condone Griffin's comments and incendiary Facebook videos.
And it appears that Harrell's office, I should say, has actually put some distance in between themselves and Griffin and Cowboys for Trump since his arrest on Sunday.
That's right. Harrell's people apparently have deleted Facebook videos and content on their web presence that included Cowboys for Trump material. And interestingly, in Otero County, at the same time as last Thursday's Grant County Commission meeting, the commission in Otero County was meeting. And at that meeting, Coy Griffin seemingly couldn't stop himself, but, you know, digging in really on his comments about further action at the U.S. Capitol. And he made more comments about returning to Washington, D.C. with his firearms. And, of course, as many listeners will know, he was, in fact, arrested by authorities in Washington, D.C. Several days ago.
That's right. And now back to the Grant County Commission. And they have a challenge, let's put it that way, in regards to the Open Meetings Act and the fact that they are also the governing board for Gila Regional Medical Center. Tell us about that.
That's right. As the Grant County Commission, five members of which are also the governing board for the Gila Regional Medical Center. This is something that happened by necessity, commissioners and governing board members would say, in May of last year. There are two bodies with identical membership. So every time one meets, you know, the governing board, for example, that, you know, just by circumstance means that there's a quorum of Grant County commissioners present. This means this year, with their Open Meetings Act resolutions, they are going to be including the schedule of meetings for both bodies in order to comply with New Mexico's Open Meetings Act. And they will be issuing quorum notices from here moving forward to notify the public that there will be a quorum of commissioners present when the governing board meets, and a quorum of governing board members present when the commission needs.
Thank you very much for the update, Jeffrey. Have a wonderful week.
You too, Casey.